Content warning, this episode we briefly discuss sexual assault. Welcome back to The Wise Man's Page, the daily podcast where we read a page of The Wise Man's Fear and then we talk about it. This is page 74. That. He's under the influence of unbound principles. You can't flush those out the way you try to get rid of mercury or ophalum. A purgative doesn't sound like much fun, I added, if my vote counts for anything. And there's the chance they might think he's cracked under admission stress, Sim said to Fella. That happens to a few students every term. They'd stick him in Haven until they were sure. I was on my feet, my hands clenched into fists. I'll be cut into pieces in hell before I let them stick me in Haven, I said, furious. Even for an hour. Even for a minute. Sim blanched and took a step back, raising his hands defensively, palms out. But his voice was firm and calm. Quoth, I am telling you three times. Stop. I stopped. Fella was watching me with wide, frightened eyes. Simon continued firmly. Quoth, I am telling you three times. Sit down. I sat. Standing behind him, Fella looked at Simon, surprised. Thank you, Simon said graciously, lowering his hands. I agree. The Medica isn't the best place for you. We can just ride this out here. That sounds better to me, too, I said. Even if things did go smoothly at the Medica, Simon added, I expect you will be more inclined to speak your mind than usual. He gave a small, wry smile. Secrets are the cornerstone of civilization, and I know you have a few more than most folk. I don't think I have any secrets, I said. Sim and Fella both burst out laughing at the same time. I'm afraid you just proved his point, Fella said. I know you have at least a few. So do I, Sim said. You're my touchstone, I shrugged. Then I smiled at Fella and pulled out my purse. Sim shook his head at me. No, I've already told you, seeing her naked would be the worst thing in the world right now. Fella's eyes narrowed a little at that. What's the matter? I asked. Are you worried I'll tackle her to the ground and ravage her? I laughed. Sim looked at me. Wouldn't you? Of course not, I said. He looked at Fella, then back. Can you say why? He said curiously. I thought about it. It's because... I trailed off, then shook my head. I just can't. I know I can't eat a stone or walk through a wall. It's like that. And that's the page. I'm Nick.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Jeremy.
And here we are. Bright and early in the morning, before the sun has risen, your pagers are up, reading the book, exhausted, bleary-eyed.
But yeah, whose idea was that?
We soldier on, we soldier forth. Aren't you glad, Jeremy, to get up, start the day so early?
I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but I was up before you were. So,
and I was up 3 hours ago.
Not that this makes any difference at all to our listeners who neither know nor care what time we record at. I'm going to jump right to the end of the page here because this question raises a sort of interesting philosophical thing. So Simon is, you know, says, quote, like, no, you can't see Fella naked. That's a really bad idea. And Quoth asks him, like, the rhetorical question, like, why do you think I'm going to, like, rape her? And Sim goes, well, wouldn't you? And that raises, that to me says that this, that Temerant has the same sort of cultural assumptions that the real world does, and that there is this this false assumption that all men are insatiable horn dogs who, given half a chance, would, like, do terrible, terrible things to any woman they happen to fancy, and it's only the threat of, like, legal punishment and social mores that can find them. And Quoth's answer that no, like, it literally wouldn't ever cross his mind, it's as impossible as him walking through a wall, tells us that actually not all men feel this way. Mm-hmm. Some people just would never do that because they understand on an intrinsic moral level that it's wrong.
Is it a moral level? Because I thought his morality doesn't really...
No, he has morals. He has morals. What he doesn't have is a sense of
inhibitions. Right. But this is something that's so profoundly against
his
nature.
He morally doesn't have a problem with killing Ambrose, he does morally have a problem with jumping Fella.
No, it's not even morally. It's like an impossibility. It's something that can't be done. I kind of feel like this is Rothfuss's way of addressing the question. Especially because we've done the gag of no, you can't have sex with Fella. So I suspect that the question came up among readers, like, well, is Fella in danger? And Rothus just hangs a lantern on it and says, nope, he's not. Quoth would never, ever do that, even under this circumstance. So we don't have to have that as a source of worry. That's not something he wants to engage with in the scene. So yeah, it's addressing it head on. That said, Fella seems a little put out that Quoth and or Simon aren't asking to see her naked. Like,
she... Oh, I don't read it like that.
How do you read it?
I read it as her being like, why were you guys discussing this? Kind of like, oh, that kind of eye narrowing. Like,
yeah, actually, that's a better read.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, you were talking about this before? Like, what?
Yeah. Although I do think Fella is impressed, especially at Simon.
Yes.
In the way he manages Quoth on this page.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm impressed with Simon and the way he manages Quoth on this page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and he says, I'm telling you three times, which tells, like, the way he says that, the kind of ritualistic way that he says that, tells me that it is a pre-existing phrase in this world.
And they set that up.
No, I don't know. I still think it could be read either way. He says
it
way.
Too often for it to be a thing they just set up.
Yeah, that's my sense of it. It's now that he's using it in this almost ritualistic way, I think that it is a pre-existing piece of idiom.
See, I don't think so. I think that this is them establishing that idiom kind of among their friend group, and that it bleeds over into his relationship with Bast, and that's why it's important to him and also to Bast, because Bast knows the source of it.
That's possible. I think it could be read either way.
I'm adding it to our list of questions for Rothfuss.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. Because the author's intent does matter. So why do we think that Quoth is so violently adamant that he not be put into the nut hatch?
I think because he was there, he saw the way they got treated.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, I think part of the reason he isn't telling people about the Chandrian is that the reactions have not been positive, you know.
And at best, they might put him in the nuthatch for that.
Yeah, at best, they think he's, you know, naive, researching boogeymen. But at worst, you know, they could lock him up.
Mm-hmm. I was sort of racking my brain thinking, like, has Quoth ever expressed, like, a fear of confinement before? But he hasn't really.
Not really, but he does strike me as the type who values his liberty.
Yes, I don't think I think he does not like being helpless, and he has been helpless before. You know, he was basically helpless in Tarbin. I think he doesn't like not being in control. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to talk about on this page? Oh yeah, there is. We also learned something else about Quoth's character and the way his peers perceive him. Because Quoth doesn't think he has any secrets. He genuinely doesn't think he has any secrets.
Well, I think that's...
I think that's because right now he doesn't have any secrets.
Yeah. I think it's not like at his core he's an open book. He, when he's sober...
Right. He would tell them anything they ask because there is no inhibition telling him not to.
Exactly. But... Both of them.
But he does
know.
Have inhibitions normally, and therefore he has secrets normally.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And it's funny that this is something that is not highlighted by the narrator, but everyone who's close to Quoth can tell that he's secretive.
Mm-hmm. They just don't know what it is he's hiding.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they're good enough friends not to pry.
Exactly. Even someone like Fella, who I don't think of as being all that close to Quoth, can tell. So we have a letter today. It's from our friend Patrick Not Rothfuss, and it's on page 28, The Cloak. Hello, pagers. On this page, Jeremy and Jordana are both sure Fella made the cloak for Quoth. Looking back in Name of the Wind, I do not see anything to support that. Fella gives Quoth the cloak in chapter 68. The only thing I can see that gives a hint to the origin of the cloak is when Fella says, I had the tailor sew a bunch of little pockets into it. I would assume from this that she did not make the cloak herself, but please let me know if you have reason to think she did. Thanks, as always, signed Patrick, not Rothfuss. This, me, is as good as a confirmation that she, you know, maybe she had it commissioned by a tailor to her own specifications, but I suspect she picked it out and had it modified.
I would be more inclined to think she had it commissioned, because I don't know if people have stuff that's off the rack in Temerant, but
they certainly do. He goes to the store and gets
either way, that would be Fella didn't rack. Make it.
Yeah.
So
and the when he is naked playing the aristocrat, doesn't
yeah,
he get
okay,
stuff off
okay,
the rack?
Okay, fine, you're right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, that contrition.
So infrequently.
I'm drinking it up.
Thanks for correcting us, Patrick, as always.
Yes. If you have a correction for us, please write us at pageofthewind@gmail.com.
Or tweet it at us at Page of the Wind on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
If you have a meme, then please do send it along to us. We are giving Jordana a masterclass in memery of late.
Yeah, and maybe if you like our stuff, maybe you can visit us at Patreon and support us.
Yes, patreon.com/pageofthewind. As low as $1 a month gets you access to all of our incredible extra content. As of this recording, the most recent extra content is the wonderful 1930s radio serial, The Quest for Jordana's Gold.
Yes, unearthed from the Page of the Wind archives. Is that our house kept? Have we any other parts of the house to keep?
I think that's all. I think we're good. So let's move on so we can all crawl back into bed. I've been Nick.
I'm always Jordana.
I'm Jeremy.
And we together are Page
of
the
Wind.